This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave in for Terry Gross. Ron Howard directs Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, Ellen DeGeneres, and Jenna Elfman in the new comedy Ed TV. Our film critic John Powers has this review.
From Saturday Night Live and Network to Talk Soup and Natural Born Killers, media culture has made a cliche of mocking media culture. Its silliness, its voyeurism, its inescapability. The mockery continues in Ed TV, a crowd-pleasing new comedy whose plot may seem to have been cribbed from The Truman Show, but is actually based on an obscure French-Canadian picture called Louis XIX, King of the Airwaves. Matthew McConaughey stars as Ed Pickerney, a good-hearted video clerk who agrees to become the subject of a 24-hour-a-day true-life TV program created by a producer played by Ellen DeGeneres. The show becomes a hit when Ed falls in love on camera with his brother's girlfriend, Sherry, a winsome blonde played by Dharma and Greg's Jenna Elfman. As millions watch, pundits pontificate, and Leno cracks jokes about the latest developments, Ed's life loses its bearings. His long-lost father appears in the form of Dennis Hopper. He falls out with his brother, Ray, a studly braggadocio played by Woody Harrelson with total Woody Harrelson-ness. And Sherry's driven crazy by the constant presence of cameras. Even worse, the bullying network boss, that's Rob Reiner, begins to manipulate Ed's life to keep the ratings high. Meanwhile, the audience is hooked and keeps hoping for revelatory moments like the one in the bar when the country realizes, even before Ed and Sherry do, that the two are hot for each other.
You are, though.
What?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
You are? Yeah, buddy.
I'm taking a poll on whether or not I should shave my head. I've had about 19 beers, so take.
Hey, Barry, did you see that?
What?
The girl. The look?
Yeah.
She likes the Ed guy better than she likes the brother.
No,
Director Ron Howard has always been better at comedy than drama. And though Ed TV is no triumph of style, it's easy, loose, and freewheeling. And it boasts Matthew McConaughey's best and most relaxed performance since Dazed and Confused. Ever since McConaughey was anointed as the next big thing, Hollywood has tried to shoehorn him into prissy, well-scrubbed leading man roles. He even had to wear a scarf in Contact. These roles turned him into a stiff. But as the scruffy Ed, he finally gets to show off his raggedy Texas charisma, sly comic timing, confident masculinity, and seductive working man's decency. The movie makes him a star on the screen rather than just on magazine covers. McConaughey makes us care about Ed as we never cared about Jim Carrey's scooped-out Truman in The Truman Show. Still, for all its intellectual coldness, The Truman Show captured a common modern feeling, the eerie sense that media have so invaded our souls that we can no longer have any authentic experience. In contrast, Howard's film is a slippery piece of pseudo-populism. It keeps insisting that Ed's story touches on a universal concern, how the media destroys our privacy. But in fact, its real theme is the price of fame. Ed Pickerney aside, people like you and me don't face the problem of being hounded by cameras or having our peccadilloes broadcast to the world. Celebrities like Ron Howard and Matthew McConaughey do. At bottom, Ed TV is simply Hollywood telling us, once again, how terribly hard it is to be a star. And though Howard and company are probably not aware of it, the movie also demonstrates Hollywood's casual contempt for its audience. At one point, Ed tells the network boss that he's not the bumpkin that media folk think. This may sound like a rousing defense of ordinary Americans, until you see how ordinary Americans are actually portrayed in Ed TV. From beginning to end, the movie keeps showing us the viewers who are hooked on Ed's story. And just like The Truman Show and Natural Born Killers, it treats today's TV-watching Americans as star-struck boobs who sit, mouths agape, transfixed and delighted by whatever hot story happens to be on the tube. Is this really how Ron Howard sees the vast American public? Or are people who pay $8 to see his new movie exempt?
John Powers is film critic for Fresh Air and Vogue. This is Fresh Air.